The new draft environmental assessment on the $100 million Haines Highway Improvement Project is out and ready for locals to weigh in. The contentious project has been in the works for nearly 10 years, but officials say with the changes made in this assessment, there's a good chance construction could start next year. Jim Scholl is the project's environmental coordinator with the Department of Transportation and Public Facilities. He's been working on the improvement task since 2009. Scholl says the new plan takes into account the more than 250 remarks submitted in 2013.
We made some realignments in the highway. What we did was we reduced the amount of passing zones so that we could reintroduce some curvature and avoid some of the most sensitive areas that were identified.
Changes include removing fewer trees in the Alaska Chilkat Bald Eagle Preserve, proposing a new turnout at mile 20.5 to alleviate impacts to eagle viewing, and offering arrangements of logs, root wads, and boulders in and on the riverbank to encourage healthier fish habitat. The DOT is also planning to replace the Chilkat River Bridge. Project officials hired a firm to study bald eagle habitat in the preserve during the fall congregation. As well, DOT completed an essential fish study to help guide the mitigation efforts in the new document. Fish habitat was one of the biggest concerns during the last round of public input. The highway was originally constructed in 1943 and has undergone plenty of upgrades over the years. According to the project website, this renovation will bring the last portion of the road from mile 25.3 to mile 3.5 up to a 55-mile-per-hour design standard by realigning, widening, and straightening portions of the roadway. The project got off the ground back in 2005, but funding fell short in 2006, and the project was suspended until 2008. That first environmental assessment was released in 2013, and residents and local agencies submitted a long list of concerns. So DOT went back to the drawing board. The revised assessment was released on October 5th. If the most recent EA is given the nod, road upgrades would happen over the next 6 to 8 years. The public has until November 6th to submit comments.
Once we get those comments in, take a look at them, address them, then Federal Highways will make a decision. If there is no significant impact, Federal Highways will issue a finding of no significant impact, and that's what we're hoping for. And then we can go ahead and build it.
Construction on the first segment from mile 3.5 up to mile 12 could begin as early as fall 2016. Lynn Canal Conservation President Eric Hawley said while he hasn't read the entire draft yet, it appears from reading the summary that there is still some work to do on the assessment.
From what I've seen in the executive summary, again, it looks like some things have improved, but until we actually spend a week or two analyzing the details of, you know, every curve that they're planning on straightening, the jury will be out. So I'm not convinced that they won't be doing harm to the eagle population.
Hawley adds that years when the studies were done to see where eagles prefer to perch and roost were low as far as how many raptors gathered at the council grounds. The department is also developing a lasting solution to the mudslide areas between miles 19 and 23. On Friday, three slides closed the highway for several hours. DOT and the Federal Highway Administration consulted various groups to come up with the new EA, including the National Marine Fisheries Service, the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service, the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers, Alaska Department of Natural Resources, and the Alaska Department of Fish and Game to get input on the redesign efforts. Wildlife experts and cultural consultants completed additional field studies, which are available online. Beth Peluso is the communications manager for Audubon Alaska. Like Hawley, she hasn't yet had a chance to read through the entire draft, but there were a few things that jumped out at her after her initial scan. She says she would like to see more alternative routes included in the plan.
And it seems like they really kind of dismissed the idea of having an alternative in there with a lower speed limit, which is what a lot of Audubon and a lot of other groups and some members of the public were asking them to look at. So they're not including that in there, which is really kind of disappointing.
Public workshops and a public hearing are slated in Haines from 5:30 to 8:30 p.m. at the high school on Wednesday, October 28th. DOT will also meet with the Chilkat Bald Eagle Preserve Advisory Group on October 27th. Residents can submit comments to HanesHighway@alaska.gov. Copies of the draft are available at the Haines and Kluckwan libraries, or you can find a link to the assessment on our website at khns.org. In Haines, I'm Jillian Rogers.